Hello, Joy Starter. Hope you're having the best day. If you hear the birds chirping behind me, I had to get them off us. I just had to get them off us. That's the beauty of this podcast, by the way. I'm not tethered to a microphone. I'm not. And maybe in the future, I'll be studio bound. But for now, where I am, where my feet are planted, is walking around my property and looking at the birds and the marsh. I live in Yulee, Florida. If you are not familiar with Yulee, we are home of Derrick Henry, one of the best running backs to ever grace a football field. But we're also right next to Amelia Island, which is on the eastern side of Florida, the northernmost point in Florida, right before you get to Georgia. So on the Atlantic, the beaches are different, which I'm going to tell you about the beach today. But yeah, it's in my office. And spring, man, we're talking about spring in the Joy Starters Club. We've been talking about spring all month long and just sliding into, easing into this new season. And, you know, it feels like to me, and by the way, I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be one of those podcasts where I'm all over the place because I have a lot of stories saved up for you and a lot of things that I want to share with you. So just forewarning. But spring and fall, man, they're never long enough. They are never long enough. Winter, summer, the extremes. Oh boy. Yeah, we get those in spades, right? But we never, it feels like we don't often get spring and fall long enough. And it's that easing in that, you know, just chilly, put on a jacket, warming up, chilly in the morning, beautiful during the day, chilly at night. And so I am just reveling in spring. I reveled in spring last year here in North Florida, which is a lot like Georgia versus South Florida. If you've not visited Florida, South Florida is very tropical all year long. We get seasons here. We still are very mild in the winter, but we do get seasons here. So I just had to come outside. And thank you for consuming this podcast and allowing me to do it from the road after the love lady or leaving a prison after I've spoken, or being able just to walk outside, stand in the sunshine and be inspired. So thank you for saying, your vote of confidence by listening to this, by sharing it. And so thank you for your vote of confidence, allowing me to be me. All right. So lots to talk to you about today. I had a couple of things happen to me, particularly on Sunday. It was like a big learning day for me on Sunday. So on Sunday, I want to tell you, I serve at my church and I get to serve every couple of weeks. And I do the announcements. I help with the announcements as the service gets started. And we were running through, you get there very early for two services. We get there at like 7:30 in the morning and we have our two services. And so we're doing run throughs. And we were doing a run through and we ended it in one way. I was ad-libbing because I'm the queen of ad-lib, y'all. I was in radio and broadcast and, you know, and sports and camera and all of those things, media, for many, many years. And so I ad-libbed something at the end. And my sweet pastor's wife, she's the head pastor after our head pastor, Pastor Daryl. And so Pastor Kara was talking to her daughter, was the other woman that was doing the announcements, and myself. And she was so sweet. And being a person that can read people, I could feel her that she was just being so graceful and so kind and gentle, but she wanted to change something. And so she wanted to change something at the end. She said, "Is that okay?" I said, "Oh yeah, sure, absolutely." I said, the only reason I brought it up was because I'd heard it done before. So I went and sat down and I was just sitting there with my Bible, you know, listening to the rest of the run through. And about 5 minutes later, she came back through. She was like, "Are you okay? I want to make sure you're okay." And I said, yes. I said, "I appreciate you." So off I went after the rehearsal to have a moment to get a bagel. Cause y'all, we got a bagel shop. Y'all ever in Yulee, Amelia Island, you got to come to Journey Church, by the way. We got bagels and coffee for church. If Jesus wasn't good enough, we got bagels and coffee. And so, do you hear the birds? Oh, so good. And so I was getting ready before the first service and I just felt in my spirit to send her another text and just say, "Hey, I am so grateful for your guidance, and I'd follow you anywhere, you know, and I love you and thank you for that. And so she messaged me back and she said, thank you for your sweet message. And y'all, it just reminded me of this lesson. Here's your first nugget for this episode of this podcast. Is this season, we continue talking about dreams and all of those things. And to, I believe to have your dreams come true, you have got to be malleable. You have got to be moldable. You have got to be coachable. You've got to be humble. And so for me, I wanted to let her know one more time that, hey, I was good with that. I am under your leadership and you are the boss here and I will go wherever you follow. So I just want to ask you this today. Are you coachable? Are you humble? Like that humility was, and to be honest with you, I don't know. At other points in my life, if I wouldn't have been, if I would have been that humble, right? If I would have been like, well, you know, and I probably would have never said anything at different points in my life, but in my spirit, I probably at other points in my life would have grumbled like, well, I think that would have been better doing it this way. Right? Anybody ever done that? You ever grumbled in your spirit and smiled in somebody's face? Oh yeah, I've done that before. But I'm at this place in my life where I'm like, coach me. Mold me. Teach me. Teach me, boo. Teach me. And what a beautiful just countenance. What a beautiful attitude it is to say, I don't know it all. I don't know it all. And what a beautiful attitude it is. And let me tell you something. That's faith in me, right? That's whatever you believe. I'm always inclusive, but I'm never going to be ashamed about what I believe. That's the Lord in me. And maybe I want to throw this back to you because I always ask you to invite, I always invite you, I should say, to see yourself in my story. Is there somebody that you need to, a boss, somebody who's a superior to you, a parent, somebody who's older than you, respect your elders? Is there somebody that you need to be humble to? Like you need to have the spirit of humility. Is there somebody that maybe when they tried to coach you or tried to lead you or tried to guide you that maybe you grumbled a little bit, like I have in the past, right? Like it's all happened. Maybe you grumbled a bit. Is there somebody that you could send a text to today and say, hey, I appreciate your guidance. Appreciate your guidance. Appreciate you teaching me. Thank you for teaching me. It's one of my favorite things to say is, I don't know. Thank you for teaching me that. Or I don't know. Would you teach me? Enlighten me. Teach me, right? And it's also happening for me in another way right now. And I think that's the lesson, one of my like master lessons I'm meant to learn at this point in my life is humility and being coachable and malleable and moldable and all the things. Because I as much as I love my sports and working in sports, and I will never leave working in sports, I'm also expanding. I do other things. I work with other people. I'm going out to speak to 600, most of them women, some men, but most of them women, and from the LAPD. And also in administration, in the LAPD, in the law enforcement world, in LA next week, right? And so as much as I'm still doing my stuff in sports and talking to college teams and I'm getting dates locked down and all these things are happening, I'm expanding out. I work with a corporation right now, and I was hired by the upper level management, by the owners to coach their upper level management. And it's been amazing. And the people are like, oh, I've learned so much, you know, and this has been great. And I've applied this and I've applied that. And I'm like, no, I've learned so much from you. You know, it's really mutually beneficial. It's such a joy to me to do this. But my point in saying all this is I am spreading out to other sectors. And my friend, Dr. Kevin Elko, I've talked about him a lot. Make no bones about the impact that he has made in my life. Back in 2016, he was the reason why Jimbo Fisher had me in at FSU. When I thought that I'm changing the narrative would be based in high schools. And we do, I'm changing the narrative in high schools, but I never thought that I wasn't putting two and two together. My brain cells, bless it, that's me. I wasn't putting my brain cells together and thinking, hey, I'm a college football reporter. This could probably work in college football. And so he was responsible for that. You know, when I went to the Jacksonville Jaguars recently, I was in there and the interview was great. It was going great, but sealed the deal. They knew I loved and knew Dr. Kevin Elko. They picked up the phone. Elko said, yeah, that's my girl. Boom. That's my girl. Right. And so now Kevin, I call him Kevin, Dr. Elko. Now Dr. Elko, Kevin is helping me get into other sectors of speaking. And guess what? He's coaching me. He's coaching me. And I'm taking the coaching, boy. I'm sopping it up like, you know, biscuits and gravy, baby. Biscuits and gravy. Because I'm at this place in my life where I know I don't know it all. I don't know it all. I don't think any human being does know it all. And the minute I think you get that egotistical and you operate in the ego and you're just, you know, oh, I don't have anything to learn. I know it all. I'm at the top of my game. Boy, are you making yourself ripe to get knocked down? Are you making yourself ripe to get passed by? And I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to be somebody. And that was something that I was known for in my broadcasting career, was that I was a hard worker, that I worked well with others, and that I was passionate, but I was coachable, right? Like I was, you could coach me, played well in the sandbox, you coach me. So all these stories to illustrate to you, the first biggest point here is, are you coachable? Are you humble? Do you have a spirit of humility about you? Or are you egotistical? I don't want to be egotistical. I've been egotistical in my life. I've come off as egotistical. I've grumbled. I've complained. I've acted like I knew it all. I thought I knew it all. Boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong. So I'm just asking you that today. If you can just pause, maybe even pause the podcast and just think and ponder. Is there somebody that I need to have a spirit of humility to? Somebody I need to apologize to? Somebody that I need to just be a little bit more coachable to? That's my first point here. The other thing I want to share that hit me, man, is it was the birds again. You hear them? Seagulls. Hope you could hear that in the background. Have you heard the old adage, a warm lead is the best lead? Well, it's true in anything, right? I mean, you see advertisements in magazines and social media and all of these things, but the best kind of referral and advertisement is when a friend says, hey, you should try that. Hey, I use that. Hey, I love that. Hey, I love her. I love this podcast, this book, whatever it is. So I want to ask you to put your thinking cap on. Is there anybody that you could, one, send this podcast to today? Secondarily, is there anybody that you know are decision makers at businesses or at a school or a teacher or administration or a coach that you could say, hey, listen, I think you should have Rachel in to pour into your people? And just so you know, listening to the podcast, you'll learn this, but I've expanded now outside of schools. I work with corporations. I coach people. I work with churches, halfway houses, prison ministry, K-5, high schools, colleges. Wherever you've got an event, I'd love to be considered. And a warm referral is the best thing and the nicest thing you can do for me. Blessings, my friend. But the other thing I want to teach you about today is it's like one of those weekends, those profound weekends. Sunday particularly is one of those profound weekends. So I came home after church and I did a live and I started talking about what I learned that morning, what happened with Pastor Karen, that spirit of humility and are you coachable? And then I was showing my, I love a bargain. I had a jumper on from Walmart that was like $30. I love it. So comfy, so cute, so put together. And I had a couple people tell me, hey, you look so put together. I don't know how to do that. And it dawned on me that a lot of people don't really know how to put things together. That literally two people told me at church that morning. And so I was going to start sharing more about like how I pick things. And I'll tell you this now very briefly is pick an item you want to wear and then build around it. That's it. You want to wear comfy shoes? You know you want to wear those shoes? Build around it. Accessorize, build around it. Find your one item that you want to wear and then just sub out other items until you can build around it. And then also you can pull items that you know, hey, I haven't worn that lately. I'm going to pull it to the front of the closet. And that way you know you have that thing already ready to go when you're in a hurry. So just a couple of things to think about there. So Sunday is this profound day. And I do this live and it was a gorgeous, I started this podcast by talking about spring. It was a gorgeous day. Now, people, I live 10 minutes from the beach. My daughters, my bonus babies, are the greatest example to me. They're like, you know, they're beach babies. They're going to the beach left and right. You know, I'm going to the beach, going to the beach, going to the beach. I never go to the beach and I love the beach. I just never go to the beach. If I have time, I go sit out back. I will usually go sit out back or I'll read or I'll take a nap. That's how I get my soul care. I haven't been to the beach. And my husband was out of town and my daughter was out of town and my son was out of town and my other daughter was out of town and my other son was at college and it was just me. And Buddy was at the neighbors. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to take myself to the beach. And y'all, that's exactly what I did. I packed up. I had my book that I was about to finish. I had, you know, my little chair, one of the great little chairs you can carry on your back. And I just said to myself, it's going to be a great day. It's already been a great day. And I'm going to get a parking spot right at the beach. You know, I'm just going to get blessed, not get lucky. I'm going to get blessed. I'm going to get a parking spot right at the beach. And y'all, that's exactly what happened. I circled twice, found a parking spot right at the beach. I was like, wow, walked right down, put my chair down by the water. You know, just it was just a grand old time. And I said, I've got a meeting tonight, but I am going to spend 2 hours at the beach and it's going to be perfection. So I get ready to leave. And by the way, while I'm at the beach, I don't know if anybody else does this. While I'm at the beach, I'm watching people. I am such a people watcher. Y'all, I've often laughed and said, I'm that person at the airport that like, you know, I'll be right up in your business. I don't mean to. I'm like, wait a minute. You were like eavesdropping, like get a hold of yourself, Rachel. But I love people watching. And so I was watching this father and this son on the water and I was watching. Let me give you the lowdown. What was going on? I was watching and they were playing the father and the son and they were playing. And then you could tell the mother enters the picture and by her body language, because I study people, this is what I do. I'm a peopleologist, if you will. I'm a speaker and a trainer and an author and all of those things and a coach. And I'm watching and you could tell by her body language, the mother really just wanted. She was leaning in. She was looking at him. She was gazing at the father. She really wanted affection, wanted love, wanted to be touched. And I'm watching them and I'm praying over them. I'm praying over their hopes and their dreams and their family and their hurts and anything that had stressed them out this week and all of that. Right. And they had no idea. And I've said to people when I put it on my social media, I hope somewhere a stranger prays for me. That stranger has prayed for me because I've done it for people before and I love it. And it's a great thing that we can do for each other. So I'm watching them. And this is going on for about 10 minutes where they're picking up shells and doing, they're right in front of me. And I'm really not in their business. I'm just sitting in my chair watching. And I could just tell that she wanted love, that she wanted affection, that she wanted to be touched. And finally, after about 20, 30 minutes of, I mean, they'd be like near misses. Like he'd be right there next to her and like not touch her, not touch her arm, not put an arm around her, not. And she was just leaning. I mean, she wanted his attention, love and affection as well as her child. And then finally, you could see he grabbed her and hugged her from behind, wrapped his arms around her, which is such a sweet thing for a man to do. So intimate around behind a woman. And it was so sweet. And in my little head, my little world, my little soul care trip to the beach, I was cheering inside. I was like, yes, yes. Now, I didn't let anybody see any of that. That was just what was going on inside my brain. Okay. But I was cheering for this little family. And I'm like, oh, yay. She got touched. She got seen. She got the affection. You know, little boy sees this and everybody's happy. So not long after that, I packed up. And I got ready to go home. Now, I'm going to illustrate the story. And I was telling this last night on our Joy Starters meeting. And I'm going to put the link in the show notes. If you've been intimidated by coming to our Joy Starters meeting, because one, you're like, well, I'm not really in the club, but they said the meetings are free. I'm going to put the link down below because we shared it on Facebook. Come. Last night, I was teaching and I didn't have a fancy coach on or a famous psychologist or anybody who was famous or somebody who was really, you know, well known. I was just teaching myself. And all these people showed up from around the world, from the UK, from all over the country. Some people had kids on their hips. I mean, they were making dinner. It was just an amazing, amazing meeting. And we have them every third Tuesday of the month at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, 5 Mountain, 4 Pacific. And they're free and open. It's on Zoom. Sometimes if everybody's okay with it, I will stream it to Facebook like I did last night. But it's just a place to level up in every area of your life. And so I was illustrating this point to them last night, and I just went ahead and put the disclaimer, this is gross, but there was a really good, deep lesson here, okay? So I'm leaving the beach, and I got to go to the bathroom. I got to tinkle. And so I couldn't make it home. I had to tinkle, and so all there was like the beachside bathrooms, right? So I go in there, and again, here's the gross part, but just stick with me. The toilet had been peed in probably 10, 15 times. I'm just guessing here, okay? And I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, oh, okay, here we go. Let's squat. Let's do these things. Sorry for all the visuals, but I'm just telling a story here. Don't touch anything. Put your bags up. You know, hand sanitizer city. Here we go. And when I was done, I said, you know what? I said, I guess, you know, and I was thinking when I walked in, the toilet must have been clogged. I mean, for people, this many people just to pee on top of it over and over and over again, not even try to flush it. So I said, you know what? In my head, I'm going to try to flush this thing. Y'all, I flushed once. I flushed twice. And the excrement of 15 people went down the toilet drain, and there was a clean toilet for the next person that came in, and the next person that came in, and the next person that came in. Here is the lesson in that. And you never thought you were going to get a toilet lesson in this podcast today. Be the person that goes the extra mile. Be the person that goes the extra mile. Or you want to be the person that just pees on top of everybody else's junk and then just leaves because it looks like, it seems like it won't flush. You can't do anything about it, right? It's like waiting in the line only to find out you don't even know why you're waiting in the line. And like there was another line the whole time that was way shorter to get what you need, but you were just following the masses. Stop following the masses and start doing what is needed to go the extra mile to help yourself and to help others. Y'all, I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't wanting a gold star, and I'm not telling this story for a gold star to flush the toilet. No, I'm saying it was such a simple, you know, just nothing task to actually try. And the 10, 15 people before me apparently didn't try. They just peed right over and left, just thought about themselves. And I thought, if this keeps happening by the end of the day, this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, by the end of the day, this is going to be a mess. And I thought to myself, whoever is having to clean this bathroom later on or right now before I flushed it, it's going to be totally grody. Grody. Remember that word, right? And I thought, I feel bad for them. So I'm just going to try right here. I'm going to try to push this thing. Push once, push twice, there it goes, right? And so it just took me trying. It just took a little extra effort of thinking that of the people that would come behind me that didn't want to be in a grody toilet, of thinking of the person that had to clean that toilet. It just took me a moment of getting out of my own way and thinking of others. Be the person that goes the extra mile. Be the person that goes the extra mile. Be the person that tries twice to flush the dang toilet, right? And I'm sorry that I had to use this toilet analogy to really get this message across, but that's how deeply I was thinking on Sunday. I mean, I was thinking deeply. These things were hitting me very profoundly on Sunday. I had a lot to say. I was like, I've got to talk about this in the podcast this week. Just so amazing. I mean, and then last night, the Joy Starters Club, and we had a guy on there. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. I'm just going to tell you a little bit. But we had a mother on there who has lost her child and a trigger warning. So you can pause this if you need. But we had a mother on there who's lost her child, who's now teaching other parents what she didn't know and is out there helping other young people so that they don't end up like her baby Will, William. And she serves with us. Her name is Jennifer, and she's precious and lovely and wonderful. And then we had another man from the UK talking about goal setting. That's what I was coaching on, goal setting. It's like, if you got a tree and you got your low-hanging fruit and your mid-hanging fruit and your high-hanging fruit, how are you going about it? And if you're only constantly going for the highest fruit at the top of the tree, which is 3 to 5 year goals, and you don't win, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to end up quitting. So really, you need to think about some of the low-hanging fruit, which is just have to reach up just a very little bit and get to that fruit. And those are your goals in the next 3 to 5 months. that are attainable, and you'll get small wins. You'll get to eat a peach, and it'll make you want to keep going to the middle of the tree and to the top of the tree. You feel me? So this is one of the things we were coaching on. And then the coolest part of this Joy Starters meeting is that it's a community. Other people are sharing. We're talking about ideas. They're sharing stories. And a man from the UK comes in and drops an absolute bomb on us. A miracle story. You have to watch. I'm going to put the link in the notes. A miracle story of what happened to him when they were at the very end of their rope. And two things had were the predecessor to this miracle. One, he and his wife were vulnerable. Go, Gary, go. And two, he served. He served and he stood next to somebody, people, a person when they were at their absolute lowest. And that those two things were the recipe for this miracle to happen. Okay. And I said, not the recipe, the ingredient, part of the ingredients, the master baker, my opinion. Again, I'm inclusive, but my baker, he's up there. His name's God. And so he was whipping up that recipe. But you've got to listen to this Joy Starters meeting. And then it'll give you an idea of what it's like for future Joy Starters meetings so that you're not intimidated. You know, maybe you're like, again, I said this earlier, maybe you're like, I don't know if that's for me. I'm not in the club. I haven't joined yet. And the club is great. It's our own version of Patreon. It is literally $6.99 a month. And for the first 30 days, it's free. In there, I put my Joy Blueprint, which many of my people that were there last night have been in my blueprint courses before. Two people fell in love. They in love. They're going to get married one day. And that's in there for free, $99. My first ebook, PDFs. You get a free gift if you stay in past 30 days. We have an app, a chat, all of these things. So there was so much goodness last night. I want you to check that out. I want you to think about this week, how you can be coachable, how you can be malleable. If there's somebody you need to call and say, I haven't been humble. I haven't had a lot of humility. I have been walking and driven by my ego. I want to change that. I want to be coachable. And I want you to also think about how you can be a person that goes the extra mile. How you can be a person, and this is going to be hilarious, that flushes the toilet, that tries to flush the toilet. Because, you know, again, at another time in my life, I'm distracted. I'm whatever. I'm not thinking. I'm not thinking of others. I'm just going to leave that place. I'm going to pee right there and I'm going to pee on top of everybody else's pee, which is gross in the first place. And I'm just going to leave. But instead I tried and I know I made it better for everybody behind me. Y'all, our life is but a vapor. Our life is but a vapor. We don't have long on this planet. We don't know how many days we're promised. This could be my last day on the planet. I could have 60, 70 more years. Who knows, right? But I choose to try to make it better for the people that come behind me. I choose to be the person that flushes the toilet, tries twice, and I choose to be the person that goes the extra mile. I love you guys. I'm so thankful for you. As always, please, the greatest thing you can do for me is go and in the show notes, there are herons out here, by the way, and seagulls, and oh, it's just beautiful. But the greatest thing you can do for me is go to the show notes right now and click the link in the bio. If you're not on my email list, it is non-spammy once a week. It literally makes you better, chock full of recipes, ideas, things that are neat, things that have inspired me, where we're going, what we're doing, all of those things. You can do that. And then all you have to do is take this podcast and share it with a friend. That's the greatest thing you do. Share it with a friend. Share it on your social media. Say, yeah, I think you'd really like this girl. I think she has some things to teach you, some things to say. That's one of the greatest things you can do for me. And I would be so very grateful. Have the best day. Go out there. I trust you. I believe in you. Go flush some toilets, Joy Starter.